嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天我们的节目要带给你一个今年真是最火的一段音频，现在美国网友为了这段音频已经闹得不可开交。
Hey guys, I'm Adam, and that's right. Today we are talking about something that has just divided the internet into two camps.
是, it has also divided us. 我们两个听到就是完全不一样的东西。
That is true, that is true. So the question of the day is it Yanny or Laurel?
对，你光听着 Yanny Laurel 什么乱七八糟的， don't worry too much about that. 我们今天就想跟你分享的呢，就是最近美国也不只是网络啦，整个社会大家都在听一段神秘的音频，说他讲的这个是一个人的名字啊，这个名字到底是 Yanny 还是 Laurel 是吧、mm. 就是这个和去年那个 The Dress
Yeah.
And I see two colors.
Right.
那很像，就是有，好像有一种 illusion, 有一种幻觉。
Right. Or there's just one group of people that's right and the other group is not right.
不是的。两种可能性都有啊。好，那今天我们就，我觉得还是让大家先来听听这一段音频，好啦。
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel?
Laurel.
It's loud and clear. It says Laurel.
Laurel. It was obviously Laurel.
Serious?
Of 你听到 course.
我听到的就是这么多遍，而且我在家里已经听了几十遍。Every single time it was Yanny.
Mm.
What about you guys? 我们的听众，你刚刚听到的这一段 clip, 这一段音频是 Yanny?
Mm.
像我一样还是
Laurel?
像 Adam 一样啊。
Laurel.
所以我觉得这件事情真的好神奇哦。哎 ,Adam, 用英语怎么形容这个好神奇哦、
It's mysterious.
对，就很神秘。Mm. Yeah. And this Yanny or Laurel debate, 你前面说 has divided the internet,、
yeah.
是吧 ?Divide 就是把大家分成，完全分成两派。
Right.
两个阵营。And I think it has kind of melted down the internet a bit, too.
Well, we always use the phrase, like, break the internet.
对，很红的东西啊。Mm.爆红的，诶，大家可能还记得去年一条裙子，说你看到是蓝的还是白的，是吧、
right.
就是两个完全不一样的颜色、mm. And you're wondering how is it possible, just like these two words, they sound so different.
Right.
然后你也觉得，诶，你会怀疑自己的， you doubt your hearing, 我是、mm. 听力出问题了吗？
Yeah, you might doubt it until you actually look at the science.
So yeah. You're the science guy.
I'm not the science guy. I'm the guy that read the science article guy.
对，所以我们今天也要讲讲为什么啊 ，why you might be hearing completely different things than your friends.、
Right. Mm.
对，背后的这个 science 这个科学。但是呢 ，before we get into the science behind it, 我觉得就这个 clip 呀，这到底谁发现的这个也很有意思 ,the backstory.
Yeah, it was just a normal, regular high school girl、mm. who was just going online to check the word Laurel.
对，就是美国的一个高中生是吧、mm. 然后他就到一个什么词典的一个网站、mm. vocabulary.com、
like、dictionary.com or something.
对，然后他就 check 这个词 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L.
Right.
And she played the recording.、
Mm.
然后她说 No, it wasn't Laurel. 那个 recording、right. 明明录音是 Yanny. 然后听几百次、
right.
是吧、mm. 然后她觉得很有意思，然后就去问同学啊什么的，然后后来就有人把这个东西放到网上了、
mm.
然后就说你们大家来听。So it just became, you know, it broke the internet.
Broke the internet, that's right.
嗯，诶，我前面说就是它可能会给我们的听力上面产生一种幻觉啊，幻觉的英语是
Illusion.
So it creates an illusion, 是吧？
Well, again, like science tends to kind of be the opposite of illusion, right?
Okay, 那我们就来说说背后这个scientific reasons,、mm. 好啦，它的一个科学的原因哈。
Okay, so the key word here is sound frequency.
Sound frequency. Oh, you're the sound guy. 你就、mm. 除了录音以外，还自己会。You understand the technical aspects, 是吧
A little bit. Not super, super deeply, but a little bit.
这 frequency 就是频率，
嗯，
是吧？就是声音的频率。
Right.
When you 我们录音，现在我和 Adam 就能看到那个电脑上面有波纹
right,、
like、the waves.
Right. Yes,、嗯、yes. And so that's kind of the thing. If you actually listen to Laurel,、Laurel, Laurel, 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 if you put it at a higher pitch,、it starts to sound more like Yanny.If you put it at a lower pitch, Laurel, Laurel.
Okay, 所以就是也要看你这个 这一段音频它的、波段是高还是低是吧、frequency、
right.
它的高低会决定你听到的是什么。
Yeah, and even like really simple audio programs on、a computer, you can change the pitch. So you could listen to this show and Jenny and I could be talking like this. Or Jenny and I.、It's really easy to do. And if you do that with Laurel, Laurel,、it becomes very clear.
Oh, 你很 geeky, 你是不是打算这样搞一下、
well, I just like being right.
诶，但我也听到有另外一个科学的解释是，其实它还是利用到我们的这个心理因素啊。Basically means we are primed.这 prime 就是其实已经有一个预先的心理暗示、因为当我们听到这段录音的时候我们只拿到两个 options, 两个选择、就你听到的是 Yanny 还是 Laurel,、就有一些科学家就说如果他没有给你任何的选择、you might be hearing something totally different that's not Yanny or Laurel.
That's very true. Yeah, that could be.
对，就是所以有一个心理暗示就是我们说的一个 primer, right?、You're primed. 然后最后第三个解释呢 ,that explanation broke my heart a little bit. 他就说这个和你的 age, 和你的年龄也有关。
Well, I mean, think about it. As we get older, our ears change.
就是我们的 hearing, 对吧、我们的听力啊。
Right.
所以除了年纪可能 if you have a, damaged hearing,、如果你的听力有受损的话可能听到的也是不一样的、
right.
所以这个解释他是说好像比较年轻的人听到的是 Yanny、你刚听到的是 Laurel 是吧
Yes、
I'm not saying you're old.
Well, I'm the youngest one in this room, that's for sure.
I know, so that might not be right, right?
No, I mean, I think there's something to that. Like, obviously, as we age, we can't hear the higher frequencies as wellBut there is one other really, really、good explanation we haven't mentioned yet. Dictionary.com, Vocabulary.com, whatever website, they can't have high-quality audio.
Oh, 所以就是那个音频本身的质量是吧
Right, so when you get that kind of, you know, lower-quality website audio, then it becomes very, very, very ambiguous.
就是可能它本身 source file 那个、音频质量就不是很好有点模糊、
right.
所以你可能就是听的哎，这到底是 Yanny 还是 Laurel
Right、In the same way that if you looked at a picture of someone that was like maybe from the internet 10 years ago、or maybe 15 years ago the picture wouldn't be very clear、so like who's that
In any case 今天我们很短的一个节目 We wanted to just share with youthe most viral audio of 2018, I think that's safe to say.
Yeah.
对，然后最后我觉得我们还是再多放几遍这个录音，大家再听听看你听到到底是 Yanny 还是 Laurel.
Right, right.
那你听完了以后呢，可以把你听到的那个答案在今天的推送留言底下告诉我们，我们的推送就在我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好，感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time and let us know which one did you hear.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.